Thank you for joining us today at A View Beyond the Ordinary. I'm your host, Jolene Lenz. I interview some courageous souls who share their extraordinary story with the goal of helping us pursue our bliss. Let's get started and tune in. Today's podcast is going to be on the topic of the pursuit of balance. It was about 4.5 to 5 years ago, I was sitting at my corporate job, and I really realized all I was doing was running from one activity to the next. My job entailed that I would work 9-hour days that typically turned into 10, sometimes 11-hour days. I bet you've been there. And before you know it, it's the end of the week, and then you're exhausted. And you feel like you're on this hamster wheel where you're just going and going. And I was trying to ensure that I met all of my deadlines and metrics and that I was doing a good job. And really what I was doing is that I was working not to live. I was living to work in that moment. And I realized I wasn't all that happy. In fact, I also noticed that my wine consumption had been increasing over time. I noticed my waistline had been increasing over time. And it just seemed to happen. It felt like it happened overnight, but obviously it happened over a time span. And sitting there at my desk, you know, for so many hours a day and having every other Friday off, it never felt like I could catch up. So I realized that I needed to make a change in my life and I needed to attain more balance. And I had had a trip to Italy 15 years before this, previously, and I went to a region called La Marche region. It's east of Tuscany, and it's not as traveled of a region. At least it wasn't when we visited. It felt definitely more in, you know, a way for me to really evaluate and glimpse into the life of Italians in a smaller setting, community area where most of them actually spoke French and not English. Of course, a lot of them knew English, but it was really refreshing to go to a region like this for a few weeks and take some time and observe. And during the course of the 3 weeks, it left me feeling like Americans were on this road trying to attain more. And what I mean by more is we are trying to, you know, have the new cars, buy the new homes, move up in our careers to sometimes, you know, sometimes it could be for the title or just to feel like we're achieving something and learning and growing. And while there's nothing wrong with learning or growing, you have to look at, you know, for me, again, it was balance. What was I doing and why was I doing it? And I know I talk about that a bit in my podcast, but my Italian excursion or trip there was something that I, as I reflected upon, I realized I wanted to make some changes. And those changes, and I don't know if you're there too, where you have felt burnt out or you would like more balance in your life, but here are some of the strategies or some of the changes I've been making over the course of a time span. And starting probably 4 or 5 years ago, after I came to the realization, I made the first commitment that I needed to work less. And in Europe, you know, they don't start as early as we do. They don't work as late as we do. I noticed there was a lot more laughter, felt like joy there. So I made a commitment that I would find a position where I would be able to work less. So I took me some time in planning to create that, but eventually I did. And that meant, you know, maybe letting go of some of the material things that I used to find more important to add other things into my life. And some of the things I've added to help me as well is quality time in nature. Really going out there and spending time hiking. And when I go on hikes, I'd be hiking for 1.5 to 3 hours and really enjoying nature more, observing birds out of my backyard, actually sitting in the backyard for a little bit with a cup of coffee in the morning or in the evening, just, you know, going out while I'm watering my plants and spending some time on the bench with a book. It's really refreshing. And I think the more time we spend in nature, it helps us de-stress ourselves. And obviously getting some good vitamin D when we're in the sun, you know, 20, 30 minutes is recommended. It's amazing how much more energy we feel in the summer. And I know that is a result of our bodies, you know, being able to absorb and get more vitamin D in our systems. The other thing I noticed that I have been changing in Italy is the way they eat, the way they dine. It's like an experience of joy. I observed them and obviously partaked in a number of long meals. At first, I was very impatient, wondered why it took so long. But by the end of the trip, I realized how wonderful it is to actually slowly eat, chewing your food, not like you're on a marathon or you're in a marathon, but like you have the time to digest it, really taste it, bless it, and to not feel rushed, you know, from one, like you're eating a salad, to go to the next course of the meal. You actually have time to converse with others. And that's the other thing I noticed Italians did. They ate and laughed and told stories and, you know, it seemed like they gathered with friends and family, not only for meals, but, you know, sometimes in the mornings for coffee. It felt so less chaotic than the world I've been in terms of going to eat out. I mean, you look at our food, the way we eat here in the U.S., and we have these huge grocery stores where you go in once or twice, you know, maybe once a week, twice a week if you're, you know, if you're looking for some fresh organic fruit. But most of us, and I was on this train really, which was trying to find ways to cut back on, I should say cut time. So ultra processed food seems to sneak in fairly easily. And before you know it, it's a bowl of Cheerios or a Danish and a cup of coffee and you're off to work. Instead of really eating real food, food that is fresh and from nature, food that we have time to prepare. And I think, you know, food is our greatest medicine. Really, it's our first source of medicine and energy. And that is the other thing I really, you know, noticed and that I've been making changes is trying, you know, maybe food prepping in the week so I'm not so rushed and I can really enjoy my dining experience. And look at our health. I mean, look at Americans' health too. I was going to say the U.S. spends more on healthcare than any other high-income country. We also have the highest rate of people with multiple chronic diseases. And that's according to a recent study by the Commonwealth Fund, an independent research group. And I'm not surprised. We don't really eat, you know, all that healthy with grabbing a soda or going to McDonald's and then again, the way we eat so fast. Also, how many of us take the time to really weekly plan and schedule exercise? Movement is so important. And those days that I set for 9, 10, 11 hours, I just, you know, allowed myself to sit there for 4 hours like I was just entranced on the laptop instead of getting up and stretching and taking 10 to 15 minute breaks because I was so consumed with wanting to be a top performer and overachieving and receiving that bonus at the end of the year that I really forgot about my health and what is most important. I plan activities now and make them more routine as a habit. I'm really trying to get into better habits than my, you know, wine consumption increasing. I'm really mindfully, you know, doing that less and less, but still wanting to enjoy life. We're here to enjoy life and hence the balance of doing these things that bring joy, but also doing things that really help keep us sustained with great, strong energy. In addition to those things, I have found how helpful it is to have a great community and to build connections. I really think that's why we're here. We're here to build those, you know, those connections, those relationships are so pivotal for our well-being. And I would, you know, barely make time for a phone call. prior to this, it felt like really my relationships were more on social media or via just a quick email or text rather than a one-on-one conversation with a hug with somebody or time, actually quality time spent with them. And it's not about, you know, quantity. I think it's really about quality. And that is why I think we have so much mental illness right now as well, is we just, you know, not only are we running and in that fight or flight, you know, scenario many times with high stress and lack of sleep and just feeling overwhelmed with the amount that we have on our plates. That's why I think you have to really set the intention that you are going to create changes in your life. And I think these changes, some people can, you know, make them immediately. With me, I found I embrace or I try to incorporate one or two at a time, make it a habit, and do that for a while and then build upon that. That's what I found, because it's not about perfection. It's about a work in progress and making a commitment to yourself. I know it takes a lot of discipline, which sometimes I lack. Some days are better than others. But when I have a bad day, I try not to berate myself, criticize myself. That doesn't help. I just feel worse, and that doesn't help my cortisol levels either. So trying to be more self-loving to myself and on my pursuit of balance and attaining balance, we'll always be doing that. It's a daily activity in terms of where we want to spend our time. But it was one of my friends that when I had talked to her, she said, "Jolene, you often say to me how busy you are." And that was one of my probably, you know, themed comments often, is, "I'm just busy. Why you haven't heard from me?" And she actually had the courage to say, "You know, you're choosing to be busy, and it doesn't feel like I am a priority at this stage," which I get it, but let's just be honest with each other. And it was that conversation too that helped me see that it is a choice we make every day. And what do we value more? Do we value those amazing relationships we've made and want to maintain those? Or do we, you know, again, run. And I know it's not about making tons of friends or trying to keep everybody happy, being a people pleaser. It's about having meaningful, I think quality relationships are so important. They really are another nourishment to our soul. And another area that I have found that helps me stay in better balance is finding time to connect with spirit, God, you know, the divine really for me is essential. And when I find that I'm out of balance and I'm running more on ego and, you know, trying to attain more and buy more, and it's when I typically have not been routinely finding quiet time for either prayer or meditation. And that may be different for a number of us. Some of us do that while we're exercising. Some of us do it before bed. For me, you know, it's first thing in the morning typically, or late afternoon when I go sit outside for a bit and really listen. Not only listen for the advice or the wisdom of God, but also my internal wisdom, my higher self. That's where our intuition offers incredible insights to help us, point us to the North Star of where our heart and our well-being is trying to tell us or trying to share with us to do. I find that's incredibly helpful in terms of finding balance or restoring balance. So looking at, you know, that trip to Italy and how they live and the laughter and playing games, if we don't have enough time to play or to dance or listen to music, then we might want to consider, you know, what are we doing and why? What is the motivation? Sometimes I'm unconsciously doing things and I need to just stop, take a break, I should say, and stop and ponder and reflect. And upon those things, it helps me make a path forward and make some commitments. And one of them is really, you know, setting the intention every day to be in balance, be as in balance as I can be in that day. There is a great saying or great quote, and I'm going to paraphrase it, by the Dalai Lama. And he said, when people spend their lives to use their health to make money, and then they spend their money to restore their health. Isn't that the truth? And I know I was on that path. And helping us again be mindful of our days and being able to reconnect with ourselves and really ground ourselves into the present moment. Which, thank you for all being here in this moment and listening to The Pursuit of Balance. I'd love to hear from you all, and I'd love it if you found this helpful. Love your follow and feedback. It's always great to connect. I learn from all of you all the time. Thanks so much for being here. Thank you all for joining us in this journey today. We are so grateful that you're here. And if you would like to connect to one of the guests, I always share their information in the show notes on my website, which is jolenelenz.com. That's J-O-L-I-N-E-L-E-N-Z. And don't forget to also subscribe to the podcast. I'd certainly appreciate that. And I'm wishing you all much joy and fulfillment in your path ahead. Cheers, everybody.